Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
Welcome back, episode 3 of the Dark Brotherhood Let's Play Skyrim. Remember, you can check out all the other shows, asapodcasting.com, Skyrim Relic Podcast, Fallout Feed, etc. Game Talk, Mod Talk, Damn That Television, Chatterbox, which might be recording this week or next, with some Star Wars Celebration talk from down in Orlando, and stuff like that. All right. Anyway, depending on when you're listening to this, of course, because if you're listening to it in the future, it's going to be all different stuff. Alrighty, so I'm on my way out of Falkreath and going to meet up where this Lady Astrid told me to go to a sanctuary here. There we go, pick some nightshade. I feel like there we go. Get a little more volume on that. Black door. What is the music of life? A lute, probably. No. Silence. Of course it's silence. Jeez. I may have to turn down the music. Music's a little loud. That way the voices are a little bit higher. Start mixing on the fly here. It's been a while since I recorded, so everything's out of whack. Let me just adjust my volume settings a little bit. Kick that music down a little bit. There we go. Just readjust it a little bit. So we're heading into the sanctuary, down some steps. Ah, there's Astrid. Let's go talk to her.
Ah, at last. I hope you found the place all right.
So what now?
Well, what happens now is you start your new life in the Dark Brotherhood. You're part of the family, after all. This, as you can see, is our sanctuary. You won't find a safer place in all of Skyrim. So get comfortable.
All right, I'm going to remain silent here.
Yes. The silence suits you. Gives you an air of mystery.
Thanks.
Now, down to business. I'm arranging a job for you. But in the meantime, go talk to Nazir. He may have some smaller contracts to tide you over.
Sounds good. I need to get my feet
Soon,
wet a little
the
bit.
The Night Mother will arrive. And things around here are sure to get even more interesting.
I bet.
But one last thing. A welcome home present. The armor of the Dark Brotherhood. May it serve you well in all your endeavors.
Oh, cool. I think I'll put that on, actually.
Be sure and introduce yourself to your new family members. They're all very eager to meet you.
Will do. Let me change into my Dark Brotherhood gear, as that would be more appropriate. Let's see. Shrouded armor. Shroud of boots, shroud of cowl, shroud of gloves. Let's do this. Got my necklace of Amulet of Akatosh on. So let's go meet some of the crew. We're heading down some steps here.
Again. Do the part where he tries to buy you some candy.
Okay, wait. Here we go. Oh, you're such a pretty little girl. With the sweetie, like a sweetie? Oh, yes. How about some chocolate?
Oh, yes, please, kind sir. My mama and papa left me all alone, and I'm so very hungry. I know a shortcut to the candy shop through this alley.
Oh, yeah, very good. Very good. Mine's dark down here. Oh, but you're so beautiful. Such a lovely smile.
Your teeth!
No bad, but you are so wicked.
What about you, Festus?
How did that last contract turn out?
Little combo here between the members.
Please, old man, regale us with your tales of wizardry.
Ah, the young and stupid. Always mocking the experienced and brilliant. My contract went very well, I'll have you know. Tried a new spell. Little something I've been working on my spare time. Came this close to turning that priest inside out. Damned messy.
And what of your latest, Arnbjorn? Something about a Khajiit. Merchant, was it?
Oh, a big doggy kissing a little kitty. How adorable.
Yes. I'm guessing he's a werewolf.
I am not adorable. It was not funny, and he wasn't a merchant. He was a Khajiit monk, a master of the Whispering Fang style. But now he's dead, and I have a new loincloth.
Great conversation, guys. Okay, let's see. There's somebody I got to talk to. Let me open up my quests to make sure they're all turned on. Speak with Nazir. Turn that one off. Turn that one off. There we go. Ah, hello.
So you're the newest member of our dwindling, dysfunctional little family. I've heard quite a bit about you.
I will remain silent.
Ah, going for the mysterious and brooding thing, huh? That may work for your targets, but you'll find I'm not so easily impressed.
Understand. Astrid said you had some work.
Did she now? Well, as it turns out, there are a few lingering contracts we haven't had the chance to complete just yet. And more, dribbling in from time to time. I'll assign them to you as they become available, to be completed at your leisure.
Excellent.
It is. These aren't particularly glamorous assassinations, I'll be honest. Don't pay much either. But they'll keep you busy. Just do them as you're able. There's no real time limit. The targets aren't going anywhere. You can turn each one in as it's completed, or wait and turn in the whole group when all the targets have been eliminated. Whichever works for you.
Okay. I'm ready for my my contracts.
Well then, let's get started. I've got three available right now.
Okay.
Your targets are the beggar Narfi, an ex-miller named Enodius Papias, and Baytild, a mine boss. When you've completed all those, we'll see if I might have some more.
Sounds good. I'll go take care of all that.
Go on. You reek of death, my friend.
Thank you.
I salute you.
Let's tell me a little bit about Narfi.
He's a hapless beggar living in some ruins just outside the village of Iverstead. Easy, even for you.
And Enodius?
He lives just outside Anga's mill in the woods. He was once the miller. Now Papias is just a paranoid recluse who thinks someone is out to get him.
Well.
And he's right.
Yeah, exactly. And Baytild?
She separated from her husband several months ago. Now the two run competing mining operations. Baytild's angry and desperate. A fighter.
How about yourself?
Well, I'm Redguard, as I'm sure you've noticed. Though not like most of my kind you'll find in Skyrim. That's for damn sure. I am a child of Hammerfell. Born of the sands of the mighty Alakir. In that great desert, blood is a shade of crimson I can scarce describe. My past is long and storied, and not altogether proud. But the Dark Brotherhood saved me from myself, and I have never looked back.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, I'm going to go off and do these then.
You've got people to kill, yeah, my friend.
I do.
Best get to it.
I'm off. Let's go. All right, let's see where we have to go here. Let me turn on all my contracts. And then we'll get outside, we'll open up the map and see which is the best route to do all three. What's this? Read a status. If you would like to hear about the book Sithis, check out Skyrim Book Club. Great podcast. Alrighty, we're heading up the stairs, outside, out the black door, as you can hear. We are back out in the wilds by Falkreath. It's very noisy. I have to change my effect setting a little bit here. There we go. That's better. All right, let's see which is the easiest to get to first. Got one up by Windhelm, one up by Dawnstar. And Windhelm, Dawnstar. Oh, the other one was by Iverstead. Probably fastest to go to Iverstead. So I think I've been there. Let's see. Where can I fast travel to? We're going to go to... actually, we're going to go to the Windhelm Stables, and we'll hit Enodius first. Let's do that. Probably do him in with daggers. I believe I have some daggers, or maybe I have an axe or something like that, but we'll see. Currently level 7, Ja Rule is on his journey through Skyrim. He did a little adventuring in between episodes 2 and 3 here. I don't remember exactly where, just random stuff, looting mines and killing bandits and getting some gear and such. But now I'm going to roll in the Dark Brotherhood gear because I feel like it is appropriate since I am in the Dark Brotherhood. I should represent them properly. All right, let's head down the path. We are heading west of Winterhold right now. Not Winterhold, Windhelm, sorry. Wrong town, not even close. So we're heading down that snowy path along the river. Towards, I believe that's Angus Mill that's over there. Whoops. And we got some wolves on the way. Oh, I have double steel war axes is what I have right now. So I'm going to use those. There we go. Took out the wolves. I am out of breath, horribly out of shape, assassin I am. Let's put our stuff away. Alright. Should be coming up on Angus Mill after we crossing by a waterfall here. A couple goats up ahead on the road, grabbing some snowberries on the way. Never have too many snowberries in Skyrim, apparently, since they are everywhere. What? Who is that? What is this red? Ah, there's a... Oh, son of a gun. I'm getting lit up by ice. This is... I'm dead. Alright, so, apparently, there was some sort of mage across the river I didn't see, and he just lit me up with ice spikes. So now, Ja Rule is dead. He is dead on the riverbank, and we're going to have to fast travel again to that same area, and we'll be a little smarter this time. That was bad. Very bad. I believe last time I got killed by a bunch of ghosts and a skeleton. I think it was mostly just skeleton last time. This time, we're right outside the door again. Let's do our fast travel. Alright, we're going to fast travel to the stables once again. Then we'll work our way over. And then maybe we'll do a little more sneaking and not die. Weird that the mage attacked me from across the river, though. I've never really encountered that in that area. And I could not see them. And by the time I did, I had like 5 ice spikes in my body and could not retaliate because I couldn't move. So that was kind of a problem. All right, let's see. All right, we are back at the Windhelm stables. All right, let's head down the road. All righty. We are once again heading west along the river path out of Windhelm now. And I know there's always the wolves on this road. They really love this road. All right. So we'll take care of them. I hear them now. And they are dead. Let me loot them. So I'll use their pelts to make some leather. Go in sneak mode here. Just in case. Alright. We are going to head up past the waterfall again. And try not to die. Nothing on my radar this time. No red. Couple goats there. There are a couple soldiers up there.
You'd rather be blown to field, not me.
Okay. Going past the waterfall, crossing over the river. And we are just about to the mill. No, I'm not going to join the Stormcloak Rebellion, guys. I'm an Argonian. Here we go. We are at the mill. So that's good. There's a chicken in the road. Getting close to our target. So I'm going to continue on past the mill. It looks like the mill, of course, right on the river. On the opposite bank is where I was leaving Windhelm. Alright, I have my target in sight. My target is asleep. So what I'm going to do is break out a dagger. And, who is detecting me? What is going on here? I'm supposed to be in sneak mode. Alright, I am going to... Somebody sees me. I don't know who it is. What in the world? Is this like a goat that sees me or something? Oh, there's a stupid crab on the other side of the, I'm going to take care of that crab first. There's actually a couple crabs over there. One down. Two down. Oh, that one. Not dead yet. Whoops. That one's in the water coming at me.
Please, someone do something.
Oh, and he woke up. Son of a bitch. Alright, let's let Mr. Enodius here, I believe, is who I'm after. He's back asleep.
Help me.
Oh, that was sloppy. Oh, God. I'll pump him full of arrows. Oh well. Well, that was kind of a sloppy kill there. That's not good. Hopefully the next one will be cleaner than that. All right, let's head off to our next kill. That was bad. That was real bad. All right. I don't really have anything by there, so I am actually gonna head to Iverstead. Let's do that. And head across the mountains here, across the river. Have my bow out right now. I want to use daggers for my kills though. So that was a bad one. God, that was really sloppy. I should have snuck. He's in a tent though, so that makes sneaking up on them a little bit tougher. Are these bandits or are they hunters? I'm going to go bandit. Yeah, they're bandits. They're fighting someone. Oh, I'm at Uttering Hills Cave. There are a couple bandits up there. I don't know who they're fighting.
Can't wait to count out your coins.
I guess... Whoa. Alright, let's switch flames, because this guy is right up on me. So I just toast it. He was in his iron armor. It looked like an orc, possibly. Let's see. Let's search this bandit. He has nothing I really want. So, alright, we're going to continue on, heading towards Iverstead. Get our second kill in. Coming across some snowy mountains. Just past the Uttering Hills, past a little fort right now. Not going to pay that any matter, though, since our goal is to get these kills and get back to Nazir. Oh, what is that? That is... What is that? I think that's a deer, actually. Let's see. Or an elk. It was an elk. He's running away now. Alright. Oh, no. Now we're running away because it was a Spriggan right next to him. Oh, and we're running fast because I don't want to die. And we are jumping down mountains. Alright, we've made it down a path. Okay. Phew. That was rough. We got away. We are near... What mill is this? Alright, we made it to Mixwater Mill. Let me see where we gotta go. We are... Oh, I got a little ways to go to get to the, get to Iverstead. Let me start heading that way. Alrighty. Well, we survived the Spriggan attack by running away. Alright, here are wolves. Get my axes out. You know, on the quick menu on Xbox One, if you have two of the same item, it's kind of tough to get them to load left and right sometimes. Where are you at? One more wolf. Alright. Got those three wolves. Have to do some healing now. Alright, we are off. Continuing on down the path here. We're in kind of a swampy area of Skyrim, south of Windhelm, and kind of in the triangle between Iverstead, Riften, and Windhelm is where we are. Has almost like a prehistoric feel to it, I would say. Alright. It reminds me a little bit of the Soul Cairn, but less boring than the Soul Cairn. Because of the steam vents and things like that, so. Alright, let's get to Iverstead if we can, relatively quickly. Who's coming after me? It's a fox. Oh, stinker. That is a skeever.
Please, someone do something.
Come along, no more stops. We need to find our way.
Oh, hush. You guys killed a skeever. I have no time for that. Where are we? Let's see. Let's make sure. We are going the wrong way. I need to go dead right. There we go. There we go. Up over this mountain. Oh, they're going to a wedding in Solitude. Huh. I would like to go to a wedding sometime. Alrighty, heading up a path, up a mountain, winding path. We need to get over to Iverstead. Obviously, I haven't explored much of the map yet with this character, so he's having to do a little traveling. Should be able to take a cart. What I'll probably do is go to Winterhold and take a cart to Dawnstar after this one. Way up the mountain. Bunch of switchbacks. We're heading up. Just make sure I'm... Yeah, I'm heading the right direction, basically. Sometimes it's kind of tough. You think you're going the right way, but you can't get over the mountain the way you want to. That's always fun. Alright. Basically, want to head southwest is what I want to do. That's not where I want to head. Can I head up? Yeah, I can. Okay, great. This is better. Do a little Skyrim mountain climbing. Parkouring up the side. There we go. Now we're heading in the right direction. Alright, I'm following that river that heads on through Iverstead, and there's a saber cat. I am running, and I hope the saber cat gives up before I run out of stamina. That's all I have to say. Oh boy. Not good. Keep going. Please stop. Please don't be chasing me. Oh, not good. Not good. Not good. We're getting in the water. Across the river. Hoping to get away from him. Where's he at? Son of a gun. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Oh, back across the other side of the river. I'm, like, just down the road from Iverstead. I'm going to try and kite him over to the town. Let them take care of him. Ah, he's in front of me. Oh, God. That was the wrong way. That time I thought I got away from him and I didn't. Oh, there's a goat. I need to take a potion. Oh, let's go. Attack the goat for a second, please. I'm going to hope the guards help me out here. Hell of an assassin here, running away from a saber cat. Oh, gosh. I'm getting eaten alive. Alrighty. Phew, the townspeople are helping me. Hopefully they don't die. Got all the townspeople beating down the saber cat right now. I guess I should help. Oh, they got him. There we go. Sweet. Thank you, guys. Bodhi and Jofthor and Tembo Widearm. They all helped me out, so that was nice. How about them saber cats, though? Alright, it's gonna head across the river here. Oh boy. Alright, I see my next target is in a little shack here next to the river. A ramshackle building. Not a very nice place. Oh, this is sad. This is really sad. He is just sleeping by the river. Ah, poor Narfi. That sucks. That was a terrible kill. Yeah, I really feel bad about taking him down. But part of the contract. So I'm gonna head off to what's that place called? Whiterun. Oh god, I don't even have that yet. Alright, we're gonna head to what's the closest place? Oh, I guess Temple of Stendar. I'm gonna head there. I think that's from a mod, actually. And we're gonna head on up and take care of our final victim. Our final contract.
Is someone there?
Ah, why are you coming to kill me? Ah, I gotta run. Somebody's killing me. The Vigilants are after me.
I'll see you in pieces.
Why? Oh boy, not good. He is way stronger than me. I'm healing, and I'm running.
I'll make you pay.
Oh, just please don't come after me. All right, we're going to kite him over to... there's a giant's camp right here. That's always helpful. So we're going to run through the giant's camp on our way to Dawnstar to take care of our final victim. Red Road Pass. I am stuck in a bowl. Oh, God. That's not good. I jumped in a bowl. I got stuck in it. A giant bowl. A big, giant bowl. And I couldn't get out. Thankfully, the Knight of Stendar is no longer coming after me. But there are three wolves here. Let's get some flames here. Ah, there we go. Toasted up some wolves. That was good. I would like to work on my illusions some as well. I want to combine my sneaking illusion and some daggers. So I really need to upgrade my daggers right now. All I have is iron. So hopefully by next episode I will have better daggers. At least steel or something. I have the steel war axes though. Another wolf. Toasted by my Argonian Ja Rule. Take his pelt. Alright, let's see. Where we have to go here. Alright, we have to go basically just outside of town. Just outside of Dawnstar. We'll go in though to make sure Dawnstar is on our map in case we need it for any reason. Actually, he might be in town by the mine, I believe. So we have entered Dawnstar. It's like a little kind of like...
Divine sakes, take care with those flames. Who do you think we're threatening with our old war wounds? We're not soldiers anymore.
Huh. Your man already is wearing his old legion. Now, here's something. This person's by the mine. I need to do this sneaky. How can I do this so people... Where's she gonna go? I need her to go somewhere. There we go. Huh. Talk to this fella.
Can't sleep well, no matter. I'm no one special. Just a miner who swings a pickaxe for his drinking money.
Oh, of course you're no help to me. Loser. Hide behind here. There's a house here we're hidden behind. Not very well, mind you. I think we're going to shoot an arrow at her. Gosh. Hopefully this doesn't go as poorly as previously. Get some poisons. I'll use my frostbite venom. Lined up. Oh, she ran off. God damn it. I'm pretty weak, so obviously one shot did not kill her. Oh, man.
I know I heard something. I knew it.
Oh, another fantastic kill here. Oh, this is terrible. People know where I am. Oh. This is bad. I gotta hide. I don't know if they know that I killed... I assume they know I killed her. I don't know. Alright, well... We got our three kills in. We just did Baytild. God, it was sloppy. All three very sloppy. Low-level type kills. Really gotta work on my killing skills. Gotta sneak out of Dawnstar here before we leave. And join us next time, or we'll be heading back to talk to Nazir. Let's see what he has to say. Hopefully he doesn't get word of how terrible an assassin we are. Because I just put like four arrows in two different victims as they were running at me and talking to me and alerting half the town or mud crabs and whatever else. And I killed a homeless guy along the river. And, it's just terrible. All right, well, hopefully these assassinations get better. Alright, join us next time, episode 4, Let's Play Skyrim Dark Brotherhood Questline. Later. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, The Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, The Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.